sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, there are new handhelds on the horizon. Phasmophobia has been delayed for console, and Saints Row Studio Volition has been shut down by the Embracer Group. Here's the news for Sunday, 3rd of September. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Veteran game studio Volition, which has been operating for around 30 years, has just been closed by its parent company, Embracer Group. You may know Volition for their recent Saints Row reboot, which was met with largely negative reviews when it released last year. Volition paved the way in the 90s and 2000s with their Red Faction FPS titles and Free Space series and the trippy Windows 95 shooter Descent.
And the bad news continues with further reporting from GameDeveloper.com that several former staff members at Embracer Group's Gearbox Publishing had also been made redundant in the past week. Time will tell how many more jobs or studios may be shuttered by Embracer in the coming weeks. Lenovo have now confirmed all the details for their upcoming handheld console. The Legion Go will sport an 8.8-inch QHD IPS display with a 144Hz refresh rate, all powered by AMD's Ryzen Z1 Extreme chip, and will feature detachable controllers reminiscent of Nintendo Switch's Joy-Cons. You'll also be able to pair the console with the Lenovo Legion Glasses, a pretty slick-looking augmented reality headset that will project the game onto a virtual screen. It's not just about the hardware either. The Legion Go will be integrating closely with Xbox Game Pass, with games like Halo Infinite and Hi-Fi Rush being used in its marketing material. It's looking like it'll set you back around $1,400 Australian dollars with a release date sometime in October.
Speaking of handhelds, we got the official name and pricing for the PlayStation Remote Play device. It's a PSP. That's right, a PlayStation Portal. The device, which only does remote play from your PlayStation 5, will set you back around $199 US and will be available in the US, the UK, France, Germany, Austria, Belgium, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Italy, Spain, and Portugal, as well as Canada and Japan on the 15th of November. You'll be waiting a little bit longer if you're here in Australia with us. There's no confirmed release date yet. And I think I'm the target market for this thing, having played the majority of The Last of Us Part 2 using remote play, but even I wish it did some more things. We'll just see how it goes. The spooky ghost hunting game Phasmophobia has been delayed on console after an office fire. Developed by Kinetic Games, the survival game is one of the most played on Steam and was announced earlier this year that the game would be coming to Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5, and PSVR 2. In a statement, the team said that a recent fire incident at their office building and unpredicted development issues, the console development has been severely impacted and it will now be released in October.
In the meantime, the Ascension update for Phasmophobia on Steam has been rolled out with a whole heap of changes. There are now different tiers to each item that you can unlock, heaps of bugs have been squished, the progression system has changed, and many of the ghosts and paranormal beasties have been tweaked. It's made the game a lot more challenging, but hey, it's still a lot of fun trying to use the tier 1 items to figure out if you're being haunted by a demon. The hit run-and-fun 2D side-scroller Alien Hominid HD is coming to next-gen consoles. The developer, The Behemoth, announced earlier this week Alien Hominid, which originally started as a Flash game on the entertainment website Newgrounds in 2002, will be released on Xbox, Switch, and Steam. The game has had a history of ports and updates, with it being bought to PS2, Xbox, and GameCube in 2004, Game Boy Advance in 2006, and finally a HD version on Xbox 360 in 2007, which is still the only way to play it on modern systems using the Xbox backwards compatibility.
There isn't a release date as of yet, but in addition to Alien Hominid HD, the team announced that you can also purchase it in a bundle with Alien Hominid Invasion, which is an all-new reimagined version with new gameplay and mechanics. With Starfield finally launching next week, Bethesda has revealed its commenced work on The Elder Scrolls 6 with the company's head of publishing, Pete Hines, this week sharing that the game is now in early development, moving past its pre-production phase. Sadly, if you're like me and can't wait for more news or even maybe a second of footage, you might want to temper your expectations and prepare to wait a couple more years.
Hines says Starfield remains the studio's primary focus, with significant post-launch support already planned, and Phil Spencer has suggested that Elder Scrolls 6 could be 5+ years away. PlayStation is upping the price of their PlayStation Plus service across the world, with quite a huge hike for local Australian subscribers from September 6. The standard 12-month essential plan has jumped up $15 to $95.95 per year, but it's the deluxe 12-month subscription, which gives you access to the full PS Plus game library, that has received the biggest price hike, going from $155 to $197.
A PlayStation Plus subscription is required to use many of games' online features on the PlayStation Network, and the change comes as inflation, energy prices, effectively everything else on the planet continues to skyrocket. That's it for the big headlines. Here's what's coming out over the next week.
Console players rejoice. Baldur's Gate 3 finally arrives on PlayStation 5 on Tuesday, September 5, with the Xbox Series X and S editions planned for later in 2023. Baldur's Gate 3 launched to a heap of praise on PC in early August, quickly becoming one of the highest rated games of the year. If you enjoy Dungeons & Dragons, this one cannot be missed.
Coming out on the 6th is the full release of Bethesda's highly anticipated space RPG Starfield. Explore over 1,000 planets, customize spacecraft, battle space pirates, and uncover the story of a massive universe when Starfield comes to PC and Xbox this Wednesday. And keep an eye on sifter.com.au for our review and our episode of Drop Rate.
There's a new Final Fantasy game on the horizon, a mobile game. Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis comes to iOS and Android on September 7. Not much is known about how it'll play just yet, but it'll be a reimagining of the original Final Fantasy VII and the Crisis Core spin-off game, and also promises a new take on the story of Sephiroth.
Out on the 8th is the latest version of the basketball series NBA 2K24. You'll get a bunch of new game modes and customization options, along with a hefty assortment of microtransactions. It comes to all platforms.
Life Sim fans can snuggle up and get cozy with Fae Farm, a new cartoony Technicolor farming Life Sim game out on PC and Nintendo Switch on Friday, September 8th. It mixes dungeon crawling with farm sim activities, so think Rune Factory meets Animal Crossing.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Gianni DiGiovanni.
And my name is Kyle Paletto. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love our podcast, so why not become a monthly backer on Ko-Fi? Your support lets us keep making the shows. It's easy to do. Head to sifter.com.au/support, where it starts from just $1 a month. That address again is sifter.com.au/support.
Sifter is produced by myself, Fiona Bartholomaeus, Adam Christou, who was script editor on this episode, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. Michelo is senior producer, who also edited this episode, and my co-host Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and thanks to Audio Technica Australia for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with more news next Sunday.
Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Unicorn Overlord might have a strange name, but don't dismiss its tactical prowess.
It uses a tactics mode, which is similar to the Gambit system that was in Final Fantasy XII for your squad mates. And you can say, okay, well, you know, Hodrick, who's my legionnaire with the big shield, I want him to prioritize protecting the back row. They're going to take the most damage. If they take a physical hit, they're going to go down, but I need them to be protected. So you can get quite granular with this, and I reckon you could build some pretty wild builds that are totally game-breaking, but it's kind of the fun of the tactical squad-based gameplay in Unicorn Overlord.
Tune in to Drop Rate to find out why Unicorn Overlord might just be one of 2024's sleeper hits. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.